Later this week, Democrats will meet at their state party convention where they will nominate incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo for re-election. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Nearly 3.5 years into his first term, Cuomo remains relatively popular with New York voters after governing in a style that's mixed fiscal conservatism with progressive social issues. Cuomo championed same-sex marriage, which became legal during his first year in office in 2011, and stricter gun control laws in 2013, where the governor spoke passionately in favor of the proposal during his State of the State message.
No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
At the same time, Cuomo has enacted a property tax cap. It limits spending growth to 2% or less per year. And in this year's budget, he and the legislature set up a tax rebate program that could freeze property taxes for many New Yorkers. The governor focuses on bringing down high taxes in his standard stump speech on the state's finance. He's recently taken it on the road throughout the state. In Syracuse, he also touted his efforts to cut business taxes and the estate tax and to hold the line on state spending for the past 3 years to a growth rate of 2% or less.
This government has spent money at the lowest rate in 50 years. Literally, our spending is less than 2% more every year.
Cuomo has also appointed a number of commissions to tackle big issues, including education policy and corruption in the legislature. The governor's decisions have had their share of detractors. Upstate gun owners are incensed over the gun control laws. Liberals and reformers are annoyed that Cuomo's progressive agenda has stalled over the past year. He's twice tried and failed to enact public campaign finance reform for all statewide offices, and last year lost on a battle to enact a Women's Equality Act that contained an abortion rights provision. Tensions are so high that the Working Families Party, a coalition of labor unions and government reformers, is considering running an alternative candidate when it meets at the end of the month. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action, an affiliate of the party.
As we lead up to our convention, we're interested in getting a sense of what all different parts of the party think about what that decision should be.
Cuomo recently addressed the concerns from the progressive members of the Working Families Party and even his own Democratic Party, saying essentially he's the strongest candidate.
I don't know that there's a lot of space to my left, you know. I think we've accomplished more progressive measures than this state has accomplished in decades and decades and decades, right? Marriage equality, safe guns. So we have a phenomenal record of accomplishment. Does that mean we've done everything that we would like to do? No.
The leader of the Senate Republicans, Dean Skelos, recently confirmed that talks about a public campaign finance bill are ongoing. Conservatives and Republicans unhappy with Cuomo have the choice of voting for Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, the GOP nominee for governor. But Astorino, little known and underfunded, faces an uphill battle. Even the governor's seemingly harmless penchant for appointing commissions has drawn some ire. Cuomo, as part of the April budget deal, agreed to disband the Moreland Act Commission that was actively investigating potential wrongdoing in the legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.